Hello everyone and welcome to another book review for the Manatides podcast. This book I'm going to be reviewing today is one that I had purchased, 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago at this point. And it is a biography of a professional wrestling legend, an icon who passed away in 2018, I believe. And that is Bruno Sammartino. His biography, Bruno Sammartino, an autobiography of wrestling's living legend. The reason why it's titled Wrestling's Living Legend is because this is actually a reprint of his biography that he had written and published in, I believe, in the early 90s. This one was republished, reprinted, and redistributed through WrestlingRiotOnline.com. And yeah, so here it says right there on the top, WrestlingRiotOnline.com presents Bruno Sammartino, an autobiography of wrestling's living legend. And yeah, I'm gonna read the synopsis written on the back of here. It says, the legend is back. Former wrestling great Bruno Sammartino held the World Wrestling Federation Championship for more than 12 years throughout his two title reigns from 1963 through 1971 and 1973 through 1977. Bruno headlined New York's Madison Square Garden 211 times and sold out Madison Square Garden an astounding 187 times during his career. Through all these years, this astounding record has never been broken by any other sports or entertainment figure. Although, if you remember from his Hall of Fame speech, presented by Arnold Schwarzenegger, he said, you know, he saying that he broke his own record with 188 sellouts at Madison Square Garden because the Hall of Fame ceremony 2013 was in Madison Square Garden and it was a sold-out crowd. But anyways, continuing, Bruno was born on October 6, 1935 in a small Italian town named Pisoferrato, I believe that's how it's pronounced. Sorry to any Italians who might be watching this video or listening to this podcast. Anyways, Bruno and his family survived the horrors of World War II and then immigrated to the United States. Upon arriving in America, Bruno was 14 years old and weighed a mere 90 pounds. With sheer will and determination, Bruno overcame many obstacles throughout his personal and professional life to become one of the most popular and respected wrestlers of all time, earning him the title of wrestling's living legend. Now, when I purchased this book, I wasn't entirely sure what to expect from it. Now, of course, you know, I was expecting a lot of stories about his wrestling career, his storied and historic wrestling career from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I think he had started in the 50s, mid to late 50s. And yes, we definitely got a lot of stories for that. But what I was surprised more, because I think it was that this was actually before I saw the WWE documentary that they did around the time when he passed away, talking about his childhood and his upbringing in Italy, because, like, as it says on the back of it, like, him and his family surviving World War II, because him and his family were escaping the Nazis during that period I believe his brother and his sister. I think he had one or two brothers and a sister that basically, yeah, if you remember, anyone that's seen the Sound of Music and any other film depicting that time period in history of, you know, people hiding from the Nazis and trying to survive, being, you know, essentially kidnapped, enslaved, or murdered by the Nazis, hit Bruno and his family, for all intents and purposes, should not have survived that with the conditions of not just the Nazis themselves, but also the weather conditions and health conditions, because they were just in the worst circumstances possible, on top of, again, being hunted by the Nazis. And it is such a scary and heartbreaking story to read through. And it's just, like, the first time that I've read this, and I've only read it one time, but I'm going to reread it again very soon once I finish rereading Bret Hart's book, which the review for that will come down at some point down the road. But just reading that and hearing the detailed account of his of his childhood and, you know, being on the brink of being basically knocking on death's door more than once during that period. It's just like no child should ever go through that. It is just horrible that he had to go through that, and it's scary that he went through that. And just knowing so many lives that were lost during that time, you know, it's just crazy. You know, to realize that these things really happened, and it's just so sad. Like, my God. And then he talked about it also on the WWE documentary, but it's a lot more detailed in the book, for sure. It paints, you know, like I talked about in my review for the cut, which thank you very much for the feedback that I've gotten on that one. I've gotten a lot of very positive feedback. I appreciate it very much. Your feedback means a lot to me. It really does, and it helps motivate me to present a better quality product with every video and podcast that I do for you guys. But anyways, as I said on that book review, that I'm able to visualize, you know, when I'm reading a book, I visualize it in my head like a movie. So the very vivid descriptions that Bruno has in his book, talking about what he and his family had gone through, and the neighbors and the family friends were going through, seeing it in my head, just so the horrible things that they had to endure, just to not to survive, and then for all of them to come here to the United States, and try to rebuild themselves with a new life in a new world, a new country, is nothing short of extraordinary and inspiring. It really is. And like, and you really get a sense of just how proud he was of, you know, of what his family had. I don't know about being proud of what his family went through, but just how proud he is to have become the man that he was because of what happened to his family during that time. That he survived that basically nothing else could ever, you know, break him. That nothing could break his spirit. That's how I interpreted it, at least. You know, the way he wrote about it, just... Yeah, so just such an inspiring story. It really is. You know, but of course, you know, wrestling fans like myself, we want to hear all the stories about the wrestling part of their lives. Yeah, and he definitely does talk a lot about that. But what makes this different from any other wrestling biography that I've read is he very much maintains the kayfabe when speaking of his wrestling career. And for anyone who might not understand what kayfabe means, basically it's keeping up the illusion that that what was happening on TV that us wrestling fans were watching was legitimate. Not to say that there isn't, and there is no legitimacy at all, because there is, but just he spoke about it in his book as if, you know, the wins and losses were genuine, not predetermined, as we of course know them to be. And I respect his choice to write it that way, because when he had written this, it was during the era where they were still protective of the business, as they say, and trying to keep that magic alive for the fans, and trying to keep that illusion going. You know, as that guy, you know, passionately said at that event with, you know, with the Funks and other NWA legends, "It's still real to me, damn it." And that's very much the vibe that you get from this book. And I don't know how many people have read this book. I haven't met anybody who's read this book, but anyone who has read it before, please, you know, I would love to discuss it with you to see if you feel the way I do about it. Because, like, you know, I love hearing the real stories, but at the same time, like I said, I respect his choice to write about his wrestling career within the realm of kayfabe, and to keep the behind the scenes part of it protected. Although he was pretty candid about his relationship with the McMahons during his career, where he spoke about Vincent James McMahon, or AKA Vince Senior. And how, like, the issues that he had with him from the business side of things, and some of the issues that he had with Vincent Kennedy or Vince Jr. And, you know, of course, his it's very well documented, his dislike and just disappointment for what wrestling would become during the 90s, specifically with the Attitude Era, how it became very, how, you know, in his eyes, it was, it, the business became very vulgar and just not appropriate for, to present to your children. Not, it's not, it wasn't family entertainment anymore, which is, you know, what made it even more amazing that Triple H was able to convince him to come back in 2013 for the Hall of Fame induction. And he spoke very, you know, candidly about that on the documentaries as well. About, you know, how, like, you know, that, you know, he had been, like, disconnected from the WWE for so many years, and seeing, like, oh yeah, they really have, you know, improved and gone back to the fundamentals of what wrestling is supposed to be, you know, and that's why he finally accepted that Hall of Fame induction in 2013, and it was awesome. But one of the things that, like, that he, because he's, you know, talked about also about his son, David Sammartino, I believe it was the one that became a wrestler. How, I don't know, he seemed a little disappointed in him, because just, like, he felt like, I guess to me it comes off as he was disappointed in his son wanting to live up to his example and his legacy. And it's raining right now. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm recording this at almost 3 in the morning. It's 2:58 a.m. I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like if I'm, unless I'm wrong, but that's how I remembered how he wrote it. Just, that's kind of a relatable thing for some, you know, for some parents, that they don't want their children to try to be them or try to live up to them. A lot of parents want their kids to forge their own path. So not every parent. Some parents, they want them, you know, to follow in the footsteps of the family legacy, the family business. But I don't know. He talks a lot about the people that he worked with in his career. Again, even though it is written all in kayfabe, you know, speaking about his time with Larry Zbyszko, how he legitimately did help him get into the business and trained him. You know, it wasn't just a BS thing that they shared during Zbyszko's Hall of Fame induction, that he legitimately, you know, helped him out getting into the business. He broke him into the business, as, you know, As they like to say. I don't know if they still use that term, broke him into the business. And also spoke very fondly of Primo Carnera as his hero in the wrestling business. Talked about working with Buddy Rogers to become the WWF champion at the time, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation champion. You know, talked about working with Gorgeous George Wagner, you know, like during, like, in the twilight of his career, not Bruno's career, but George's career, I mean. There's quite a few in here. Let me see. There's a picture of him with Liberace I forgot that was actually there. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, which most of you always do, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing me say that, so you can see right there a picture of him with Liberace. Let me get this so you can get the lights on it. There you go. There he is with Liberace. I guess this is Liberace before he got so deep into the plastic surgery. There's a Frank Sinatra shot right there. That's another one that I forgot was in it. Let me look through here to see some of more of the photos. It's a picture of him and his family, his wife, his and Miguel Perez, him with the Pennsylvania State Athletic Commissioner. He spoke very much like professional wrestling was a legitimate, you know, competition sport. Very proudly, he spoke of that in this book, which, again, I respect that choice. It's, you know, because, again, he was one of the, you know, the old timers, as they like to say, who was protecting the business. And I'm trying to find one of the photos. Oh, yeah. He fought, he wrestled in Japan. Looks like it's a picture of him and Giant Baba, or Baba. I never know if it's Baba or Baba. But yeah, it is. But yeah, it is a very good book. I'm not trying to say that it's bad because he speaks in kayfabe. Because again, he was from that generation that they did everything they could to protect the business. And of course, there are a lot more wrestling biographies that are out there that I have not read yet. There are several of them actually, and I would like to eventually read all of them. My holy grail of wrestling books that I'm hoping that I can eventually get is the Luthez autobiography for Luthez. I think it's called Hooker because, you know, hook, like, you know, like shooter wrestling. I remember I found it on Amazon a few years ago. It was like a few hundred dollars. But I'm going to keep trying my best to try to find a good copy of that book, because that is, like I said, that is the holy grail. That is the chalice that I'm trying to, you know, obtain. But yeah, it is a very good book. It's very well written, very intelligently written by Bruno, and you can tell that, you know, Bruno put his heart into telling his story for his fans. That he wanted the fans to really get as detailed of an experience of his life as possible. And I very much enjoyed it. And I remembered hearing years ago that they were going to do a Bruno Sammartino movie, but I'm not sure if there's anyone that's still planning on doing that, because I'd heard about it years ago, but then they just completely dropped it. I believe it was supposed to be a WWE Studios thing. And then of course there's also the Hulk Hogan movie with Chris Hemsworth supposed to be playing him, which I've not heard much of anything at all since the announcement of it. But if there is, you know, someone at WWE Studios that still wants to develop the Bruno Sammartino story as a film, I would very much love to see that. I'm especially curious to see who they would cast as Bruno Sammartino for that. And one of the other things also about this biography of Bruno Sammartino is how he speaks of, you know, like his workout in there. And because everyone, you know, they remember his physique. That, like, yeah, he was a big guy. He looked like a power lifter. You know, like he wasn't like, you know, jacked and ripped like bodybuilders are, but he was a power lifter, and that's the body that he had. I mean, he had the size as far as mass, but he didn't have the height that you would, you know, for a lot of the heavyweights during that time. Let me see if I can find a good photo that's in here of him to really show his frame for everybody that's watching the video of this. Yeah, there is a good one of him with the WWF title that he's doing the thinker pose. Look at how big he is right there. Like I said, that's a powerlifter body. So, yeah. So, and yeah. I think, like, once I reread this book and I get to the parts where he talks about his training and his dieting and all that stuff, I wonder if I could try to adopt some of those traits. I mean, I've been doing a good job of losing weight on my own over the last 6 months with the intermittent fasting, and it's working very well for me. I've lost almost 30 pounds in the last 6 or 7 months, and I've slimmed down quite a bit. I don't know if anyone notices, my arms and wrists are a little slimmer. My watch, if you saw the video that I shared on my social media, Twitter and Vero, I shared it on, my watch sliding up and down my arm. I wonder if I followed his, you know, his workout regimen, if I would end up with a body like Bruno Sammartino. Probably not. I'm not that lucky. I don't think I'd be able to replicate his physique that he was famous for. But yeah, definitely I would recommend this book to any wrestling fan out there that would like to read in great detail his life story up until, I believe it was like early 90s, like I said, when this came out. Let me double check that here. Because this reprint was in 2008, and I think there's like a little like a special introduction on here that talks about it. Yeah, so here is in the front says, "Thank you for your purchase of this reprinted autobiography of professional wrestling's true living legend, Bruno Sammartino. Originally published in 1990, Bruno's autobiography received limited initial nationwide distribution. More than 18 years later, a friendship between Bruno and Sal Corrente, I think that's how it's pronounced, has led to the reproduction of a story that must be told and is a must-have for any true wrestling fan." See, like I said, Sal has teamed up with www.wrestlingriotonline.com and Brian Trammell to make this project a reality, and he has also obtained the services of Brian Thompson, a professional journalist with a pro wrestling background, to make the effort complete. The first few pages of the book will include a letter from Sal, as well as brief biographies of both Sal and Brian Thompson. The complete original version of the book, including several newly inserted photographs, will follow. So, it is everything that's in this book is a reprint of his original biography from 1990. So that means this is a 31-year-old book, or depending on what month it was published and released, it's a 30 to 31-year-old book. So, yeah. So every page that was written by Bruno is from the original release. And photos, you know, they have in there some from the original release and some that are brand new, used with Bruno's permission, of course, added into to the back of the book. So yeah, any true wrestling fan or a wrestling historian that loves reading these stories of these legends of the industry and the business, definitely pick up this copy if you can. I got this one through Amazon, so you can. If it's still available on Amazon, do yourselves a favor and pick this one up. And I hope you won't be disappointed by it. I really do. Because like I said, his life story is a great story. A legendary story, if you will. And I hope that you won't be turned off by the kayfabe telling of his wrestling career. Because I know for some people, that can turn them off a little bit. But I didn't mind it too much. Because again, I understood why it was written that way. Yeah, that's gonna do it for this book review for the Minute Tides Podcast. That's three book reviews that I've got under me now. First, the Ballad of Songbird and Snakes, then The Cut, and now Bruno Sammartino, an autobiography of wrestling's living legend. And I wish I would have been able to have met Bruno Sammartino at, you know, conventions or anything like that. That would have been really cool to do. But you know what? At least I got to own a little piece of his legacy with this book, so that's pretty cool. And I got to play as him in the Legends of Wrestling video games that used to come from Acclaim, a game. Yeah, it was Acclaim. Yeah, was the studio that made the games, and those are pretty damn good games too, by the way. The first one was a little rough, you know, it was a little slow. It wasn't the most polished game. But Legends of Wrestling 2 was pretty damn good. It was very fun. And then Showdown Legends of Wrestling, which is the third game, was an awesome one as well. And I would love to try to go back and play those games again. You know, if I can, you know, repurchase a good PlayStation 2 and then try to buy those games, that would be a lot of fun. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to me talk about Bruno Sammartino's biography. I hope I did a good enough review on it. I'm still trying to figure things out with how to review a book properly without spoiling anything, really. Although when it comes to biographies, it's really, you know, what can you spoil, honestly. But yeah, it's just, you know, I want anyone that is interested in reading the book, I want you to experience all of it. You know, for the first time, you're on your own. I want everyone to experience it like I did and try to enjoy it as much as I did. And if you end up not enjoying it, that's unfortunate, but it is what it is. You know, not everyone is gonna like everything. So, but yeah, thank you all so much for checking this one out. Please check out the links that I have in the description of this episode. You know, the Autumn Snyder Tribute Fund through the FSP. Please donate to that if you can. Like I say, there's no such thing as too little or too much. And please share it on your social media if you can. And if you would like to support the Minute Tides Podcast, you can do so by $1 a month Patreon. That link is in the description. Or by purchasing something from the podcast store. That link is in the description as well. And if you'd like to discuss Bruno Sammartino's book or any other wrestling books or anything in wrestling in general, you can do so by reaching to me either on the comments for the YouTube video or by reaching out to me on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Vero. If you're friends with me on Facebook, we can talk on there. If you follow me on Snapchat, we can chat on there as well. All that information is in the description as well. And thank you all so much for watching, listening, for subscribing. If you are subscribed, and if you're not, please do so. YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, and Anchor. Direct links to all of those are in the description as well. And hope you all are doing well, staying safe, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones, staying healthy. And if you're caught up in the bad winter storms happening in the Northeast especially, please be careful out there. And like I said in my last video, if you don't have to leave the house, then don't take the risk. This has been Book Reviews from the Manatites Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.